Five things you should let the kids win. Five battles parents should let their kids win. Do you have any guesses what's in the five?
I know it's probably going to say like let them wear what they want.
Yep, clothing.
But that's not how the Toll House rolls.
Something tells me the Toll House doesn't roll with any of these battles. asking a parent to lay down with them at bedtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do that.
Yeah. It's like my favorite part of the day.
I was going to say, how do you say no? Like, I get that a kid needs to learn to sleep independently. That's yes. really, really important. But asking the kid to lay down now and then, you know, yeah. is comforting to them. Like, why not?
Like, yeah. Like Riley's going to be going to college. Like, she doesn't ask us to lay down with her anymore. Like, it's I don't right. know. It's my favorite part of the day.
But if she did, you'd be like, oh. Hey, I'm right there. Sorry, Wyatt. See ya.
Yeah.
You would drop
no.
Wyatt.
Totally.
Choice of hairstyle. Let the kids win that battle.
We've done that.
Yeah?
Yeah, we let Riley dye her hair
mm-hmm.
when she was like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11.
Well, and there are two reasons that I think parents try to win these battles, okay? And tell me if you've been a parent longer than I, well, I'm not really. I'm a
yes, you are. We
sort of parent, yeah. But either way, you know, you've been doing this for a while. So, okay. The hairstyle, the clothing, you do it for two reasons. You want them to learn what's right and what's wrong based on your own judgment. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you should do this because you're going to, it's kind of a control thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the other reason is because you want to protect them from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure they don't wear something ridiculous, like, for example, a full sailor costume and fake glasses because their dad's in a play where he plays a sailor.
Yeah.
And why did my mom let me do that?
I mean,
and by the way, at that point, she should have just said, Blake, I know you're gay and it's okay.
Right.
I was 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad was in a play. And I went to school dressed as a sailor. Not Halloween.
No.
It was just a Tuesday.
You remind me of Wyatt. Wyatt has this big squirrel hat with a big squirrel tail. He thinks it's the coolest thing ever. And he would beg us. And at one point, Jay was like, just let him. And I'm like, no. But we did. Or yep. like when he dresses up fancy, like, you know, and we do. But the main reason is that we don't want them to get made fun of.
Right.
Now, so far, it hasn't happened. But, right. you know, yeah.
Well, and you know what? To be honest, people are going to make fun of you at some point in your life.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to learn to take it.
Yep.
You know?
I mean, it happened to me. So, yeah, it is. But you want to protect your kids.
Well, that's even more reason that you want to protect them is because you know how it felt.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So let me ask this question. What's a battle that you fought with a kid that you eventually just gave in on, even though as an adult, you knew if they were an adult, they would totally be embarrassed?
Yeah.
What was the battle that you just gave in on? 79COAST, 792-6278. You can text us or post on our Facebook page. What are some of the other... well, I lost my page. Oh, here it is. Oh, if they... so. There are two more on the list of five. It says choice of hairstyle, clothing style.
Ooh, friends.
Asking a parent to lay down with them at bedtime. Having friends that the parents yeah. don't like. If you don't like a friend,
yeah.
still their friend.
Been there.
Yeah, it's
Been
a,
there
that's a
Riley.
Tough one because you want to guide them away from potential bad influences, but you also have to kind of let them make those own.
I was very honest with Riley.
Oh, I'm sure. It's not at all shocking to me.
I was like, not this one. Mm-mm.
Nope.
I can see it from a mile away.
And then this one, it says, when kids decline to eat food they do not like, let them win that battle.
Yep.
Because the thing is, that's just going to become a power struggle at every meal, right?
Yep.
And the thing is, are you ever going to get that kid to genuinely like the food that they keep saying no to?
No.
It's more of a psychological thing. You have to, like, trick them.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yep. And they'll eventually start to try new stuff.
Or not necessarily kid, sometimes your partner. I totally did that to Tim last night. Oh my God, I just remembered this for dinner. I made fish.
Yeah.
And he's seen flounder on menus before, and he likes fish, but he's kind of steered away from flounder.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do like a white fish that I could lightly, you know, like just lightly flour and fry and then finish in the oven,
mm-hmm.
you know, with some like asparagus and a little butter and lemon, like
yeah.
pretty simple. And he has always declined flounder. So I go to the place and they had this beautiful fish and they had the sea bass, which I know he likes, but that was like $25 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
the flounder was a lot cheaper. And I said to the guy, I said, if I'm going to like toss this in a little flour and fry it and finish it in the oven with some like asparagus and butter and lemon. And he said, I said something like sole. And he goes, well, the flounder's closest to sole. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do the flounder. And I didn't tell Tim what it was until he cleaned his plate clean. Like we barely had to put it in the dishwasher. He was like, that was so good. And I was like, guess what?
Oh.
It was flounder.
Oh.
He was like, what? You tricked me.
That's great.
Okay, I guess I like flounder.
That's awesome.